May 17th, 2026 Engineering Your AI Coding Tool Doesn't Know Your Architecture. Listen to this article 9 minutes. Download MP3. A developer asks their AI coding assistant to add error handling to a payment service. The AI responds with a try-catch block that logs the error and returns a generic failure response. The code compiles. The tests pass. The pull request gets approved. 3 weeks later, the same developer is debugging a production incident. The error handling they added is logging correctly, but it is not following the team's established pattern. Wrapping errors in a custom service error class, propagating correlation IDs, and triggering specific alerts based on error categories. Every other service in the codebase does this. The AI-generated code does not. The AI was not wrong. It produced valid error handling. But it was ignorant of how this team specifically handles errors, and that ignorance created technical debt that took longer to fix than writing the code manually would have. The zero-knowledge default: every AI coding assistant starts each session with the same baseline, zero knowledge of your specific code base. It has never seen your architecture. It does not know your naming conventions. It cannot distinguish between a pattern that was chosen deliberately and one that should have been refactored years ago. The tool can read files. It can parse syntax. It can identify functions and classes and imports. But reading is not understanding. A human developer joining the team spends weeks absorbing context before they write confident code. They learn which patterns are sacred, which are historical accidents, which modules are stable, and which are in active flux. They learn the implicit rules that never made it into documentation. An AI assistant learns none of this. It treats your three-year-old code base exactly like a stranger's code base. The files are equally unfamiliar. The patterns are equally arbitrary. The architectural decisions carry no weight because the tool has no memory of the decisions that led to them. This is not a failure of the AI. It is a structural limitation. The model was trained on public code from millions of repositories. It knows patterns in the abstract. It does not know your patterns specifically. Three things generic models miss: the gap between valid code and appropriate code shows up in specific, repeated ways. Naming conventions. In your code base, HandleX functions are event handlers. ProcessX functions transform data. ExecuteX functions perform side effects. A generic model sees three function names that could be interchangeable. It might suggest a handle payment function that actually processes data, because to an outside observer, handle and process are synonyms. To your team, they are not. The naming convention carries semantic meaning. It tells other developers what kind of function they're looking at before they read a single line of implementation. When AI-generated code breaks this convention, it introduces friction every time someone reads that code. Implicit patterns. Your team wraps all external API calls in a retry helper, not because it is documented anywhere, but because a production outage in 2024 burned the lesson into everyone's memory. Now, it is reflexive. If you're calling an external service, you use the retry wrapper. A generic model does not know this. It will suggest a raw HTTP call, because a raw HTTP call is valid. The code works in a happy path. The retry pattern that protects you from network flakiness is missing, and no static analysis tool will flag it, because the code is technically correct. Architectural intent. Some modules in your codebase are isolated for a reason. The billing module does not import directly from the user module, because you spent 6 months untangling a circular dependency nightmare. The authentication layer sits behind an interface because you plan to swap providers eventually. These decisions are invisible in the code itself. They exist in the history of why the code looks the way it does. A generic model, asked to add a feature, might create a direct import from billing to users because it is the shortest path. The code compiles. The tests pass. The architectural boundary that took months to establish is now violated in a way that will compound over time. The suggestion quality problem: when the AI does not know your patterns, it suggests valid but wrong solutions. This is worse than obviously broken code because it is harder to catch. Broken code fails tests. Valid but wrong code passes tests and gets merged. The wrongness only becomes apparent later, when another developer reads it and thinks, why do they do it this way? Or worse, when a new developer copies the pattern, assuming it is how things are done here. The result is code-based drift. Each AI-generated contribution that does not match existing patterns creates a small inconsistency. Over time, small inconsistencies accumulate into a fragmented code base where there is no single right way to do common tasks. The conventions that made the code readable erode. Teams often catch these inconsistencies in code review. But catching them in review means spending review time on style and convention rather than logic and architecture. The AI was supposed to save time. Instead, it shifted where the time gets spent. What context-aware retrieval changes the alternative to zero-knowledge sessions is context-aware retrieval. Instead of treating every query as if the code base is unfamiliar, a retrieval system trained on your code can surface relevant examples before the model generates a response. When you ask about error handling, the retrieval layer finds how your code base already handles errors. It surfaces the service error wrapper, the correlation ID propagation, the alert triggering logic. The model sees these examples and generates code that matches the established pattern. This works because the retrieval layer learns your vocabulary. Customer validation logic means something specific in your code base. It refers to a particular module, a particular set of functions, a particular way of structuring validation rules. A retrieval system indexed on your code associates that phrase with those files. A generic model knows customer validation logic as an abstract concept. A context-aware retrieval system knows it as a specific location in your repository. The difference determines whether the model's output fits seamlessly into your code base or creates friction. Architecture awareness versus code awareness reading files is necessary, but not sufficient. The harder problem is understanding how the files relate to each other. A code base is not a collection of independent files. It is a system. Modules depend on other modules. Changes ripple through the dependency graph. Some files are stable foundations. Others are actively evolving. Some patterns are meant to be copied. Others are legacy that should be replaced. Generic AI tools read files in isolation. They can tell you what a function does. They struggle to tell you where that function fits in a broader system, which other parts of the code base depend on it, and what would break if it changed. Architecture awareness means understanding these relationships. It means knowing that the authentication middleware is a load-bearing abstraction that half the code base depends on. It means knowing that the deprecated utils/old_helpers.py file should not be referenced in new code. It means knowing which modules are coupled and which are intentionally isolated. This level of awareness does not emerge from parsing syntax. It requires context about how the code evolved and how it is intended to evolve. That context lives in the history, the documentation, the conversations that shape the architecture. A retrieval layer that indexes this context can surface it when it matters. The investment argument of a generic AI coding tool requires no setup. Install it, connect it to your editor, start asking questions. The suggestions will be reasonable. The code will compile. Some percentage of the output will be directly usable. A context-aware system requires upfront work. You need to index your code base. You may need to customize how the index is built. The initial investment is higher. The question is whether the investment pays off. For small projects or throwaway prototypes, generic tools are probably fine. The cost of inconsistent patterns is low because the code will not live long enough for patterns to matter. For code bases that will be maintained for years, the calculation changes. Every AI suggestion that violates established conventions creates future work. Every pattern inconsistency adds cognitive load for the next developer who reads that code. The time saved by using a generic tool today is borrowed from the time spent fixing inconsistencies tomorrow. A context-aware retrieval layer flips this equation. The suggestions respect the system as built, not the system as a generic model imagines. The code fits. The patterns match. The future developers who inherit the code base inherit consistency rather than drift. The upfront investment is real. The payoff is code that continues to look like it was written by developers who understand the system, because the tool generating it actually does. Back to news, give your AI coding tool the context. It's missing Pickle, LM plus Pickle MCP context-aware code intelligence, index your code base. Retrieve relevant context. Get suggestions that match your architecture. Explore products.